You want to bring in your guy?
Go ahead, bring him in, my old roommate.
Your old roommate, one of our favorites. He's always a great guy to catch up with. Longtime NHLer down in Carolina, back in Carolina, Justin Williams. How you doing, Justin?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing very well. Good. Not as good as you guys, man. What's it like down there being a Carolina Hurricane?
Well, we're enjoying playing hockey. We're enjoying having fun. And right now, I'm actually on the back of the bus of the father's trip, so we're all having fun right now as well.
How's it like going on the road with your dad? Is there any worries? Who's got the one dad that's a bit of a concern?
Well, tonight's the first night, so I think we'll probably find out who that is. But I think a lot of us will certainly have to have our earplugs in, as the dads usually come back around midnight and just have a few cocktails and start snoring and waking us all up. So I think we got to be prepared that way.
So you got a room with your dad?
Well, I want to get the whole experience. You have the opportunity to get your own room if you want. But you know what? My dad's on the trip here. I'm going to get the whole experience with my dad, and I'm going to room with him. Yeah, he's right next to me.
For one night at least. If he comes home greased and wakes you up, you're going to have to get your own room.
Yeah.
Did you have to have a pep talk with him, though? Like, what happened here?
No. He's a veteran now. I mean, this is like dad trip number 8 or 9. I mean, he knows how it goes. He should know better.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. That means he'll be leading the charge. He knows exactly. All the ins and outs with Justin Williams of the Carolina Hurricanes. So, you know, we got to get to the celebration stuff because it's the talk of the NHL. How did this all start? Like, who created this idea for you guys after wins?
Well, I mean, hey, if we're going to get into it, we're going to get into it, right? But I guess at the start of the season, but I think the main thing that I think people have to understand is our market's a little bit different than everyone else's market. We don't have a whole lower bowl filled with corporate seating and you know, all the other things that go on along with that. You know, we're a team that hasn't had a lot of success in the last 9 years. Just think of how full your arena would be if you haven't made the playoffs in 9 years. And we're trying to create a little stir. And at the start of the season, we, you know, have done the stick wave, the salute where you throw your stick in the air. And quite honestly, it felt a little forced and certainly monotonous. And it didn't really mean much. So, you know, we wanted to do a little bit something different. And quite honest, we did something to start, and then we wanted to do something different. It's just kind of grown from there. We didn't really have plans to make it this different and have people react the way they have, but it's been good. We've enjoyed it. We've had fun with it. And I think the most important thing is we don't take ourselves that's serious, right? There's a time to be serious, and there's a time to wet your hair down every now and then. And we're trying to embrace that with the fans that we have and trying to create a little bit of stir within the community here.
Has every player been on board the whole time, or any teeth pulling within the room?
No, everyone's been all in, all the way. And as I said, it just kind of started with something small. We jumped into the glass, and all of a sudden people are like, all right, well, what else are you going to do? And I think one of the great things is you look around after games, and whether you're winning or losing, usually people are filtering towards the exit with about 5-6 minutes left in the game when they know it's over. And when we're winning a game and I look around the arena and no one's moved and there's a minute left and we're winning a game, you know, whether by one goal or two goals or what have you, no one's left the arena. It's a pretty good feeling because they're waiting for us to do something. And as I said, we're having fun with it. And people will obviously say what they want and write what they want and believe whatever they want, clearly, and they have that option to do that. But as I said, we're out here. We're celebrating just with us and our fans. We respect the game. We respect our opponents, and we don't hot dog any goals. It's certainly something that I would never stand for on our team. But having fun when everyone's left the ice and we win a game, and I certainly don't see anything wrong with that. And as I said, it's all about FUN.
With Justin Williams of the Carolina Hurricanes.
How do you know, like, what's coming up next? Is there, like, a guy that has a... Like, how do you practice this?
If it looks choreographed, it's not. We have a vault, and all the ideas go in that vault. And at some point, we pick one out. But the vault's getting pretty thin right now. We don't have much in the repertoire, so we're going to have to come up with something. So... guys just are always filtering in with new ideas. Hey, this is what we should do. Hey, this is what we should do. We actually had a really fun one for the Star Wars night. We didn't end up winning. Also a fun one when we played on Super Bowl. We didn't end up winning that. But listen, you know, once the game is over and you have worked your tail off and you know, play hard, there's a time. A little bit of time to have a little bit of fun, and that's what it all is.
So if some guy walks up to you on the street and calls you a jerk, is that endearing now, or how do you react to that?
It certainly seems like it. I've certainly gotten a few emails and a few text messages calling me that word. So I'm certainly taking on a little life of its own here, and there's obviously you guys have seen the t-shirts and everything, and we're embracing it. You know, people are talking about us, which is great, but I want them to talk about us because of our team, not just for our celebrations. We're playing hard, and we're trying to get something that we haven't done in a long time here in Carolina, which is become a relevant hockey team come playoff time. And I know it's a great area once you have that. And certainly O can attest to that, there's good times here and they have been few and far between. And I want to get it back to that.
Well, you guys are a point out, as it currently stands, and a long runway still to fly through. We'll see where it takes you. We're watching closely. We look forward to seeing you guys play this out. Good luck with everything. And we always appreciate you finding some time for us.
My pleasure.
There's Justin Williams of the Carolina Hurricanes.